Chapter 1, The History of Football. Football's roots run deep, tracing back to ancient civilizations that played rudimentary games involving a ball and teams. These early sports, like harpastum in Rome or cuju in China, laid the foundation for modern team-based games. However, the gridiron game we recognize today began to take shape in the 19th century. The origins of American football lie in two English sports, soccer and rugby. In the mid-1800s, colleges in the United States began to play their own variations of these games. Harvard, Princeton, and Yale were instrumental in experimenting with the rules, gradually distinguishing their style of play from soccer and rugby. The first intercollegiate game, played in 1869 between Rutgers and Princeton, resembled soccer more than the football we know today. Over the next few decades, the sport evolved significantly. Walter Camp, often called the father of American football, revolutionized the game in the late 19th century. He introduced the line of scrimmage, the down and distance system, and the concept of the quarterback position. These changes brought structure and strategy to the game, creating a unique identity distinct from its English predecessors. The early 20th century saw the sport grow in popularity, but also face challenges, including concerns about player safety. Violent collisions and a lack of protective gear led to numerous injuries and fatalities. In response, President Theodore Roosevelt intervened in 1905, urging colleges to reform the rules to ensure player safety. This led to the formation of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, and the introduction of measures like legalizing the forward pass, which made the game safer and more dynamic. Professional football began to emerge in the 1920s, marked by the formation of the American Professional Football Association, which later became the National Football League, NFL. The league grew slowly at first, but gained momentum with the popularity of stars like Red Grange and the rise of televised games in the mid-20th century. Television brought football into homes across America, cementing its place as a cultural phenomenon. Today, football is not only a defining feature of American culture, but also a global sport with growing international appeal. From its humble beginnings as a chaotic college pastime to its status as a multi-billion dollar industry, football's history is a testament to its enduring appeal and adaptability. This journey of evolution and innovation continues to inspire players, coaches, and fans around the world. Origins of the gridiron game. The origins of the gridiron game lie in a blend of historical traditions and evolving athletic competitions. Football, as we know it today, emerged from centuries-old games played across various cultures, each contributing to the foundation of this beloved sport. Its journey began with ancient games like the Roman harpastum and the Chinese cuju, which showcased early forms of team coordination and ball handling skills. In medieval Europe, a variety of football-like games were played in towns and villages, often with few standardized rules. These contests, known as mob football, were chaotic and physical, involving large groups of players. The focus was on moving a ball toward a designated goal by any means necessary, often resulting in scrums and scrappy brawls. While these games were far removed from the structured play of modern football, they embodied the spirit of competition and teamwork that persists in the sport today. The development of the gridiron game specifically traces back to 19th century England, where public schools formalized different versions of football. These schools codified two distinct approaches, one favoring kicking, the precursor to soccer, and another emphasizing carrying and tackling, the precursor to rugby. Both of these traditions crossed the Atlantic to the United States, where college students began adapting the rules to suit their preferences. By the mid-1800s, American colleges were experimenting with hybrid forms of soccer and rugby, creating games that were fiercely competitive, yet lacked consistent structure. The first recorded intercollegiate football game, played between Rutgers and Princeton in 1869, was heavily influenced by soccer.